you will increase your efficiency 20% if you learn to do the tough things first, the ones you don't want to do.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. In this series, Zinn covers it all, from the essence of human happiness.
If you're going to make it a consistent practice of working Saturdays just because you think you've got to work 80 hours a week to be successful, you're just flat out wrong.
To the downside of venture capital.
People said, well, don't sweat the small things. Well, I guarantee if you don't sweat the small things, the big things are going to become a mess.
And the essence of entrepreneurial discipline.
Don't want to wait until you jump off the cliff to grab a parachute.
Now here's Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO. Welcome back to another edition of the Tough Things First podcast. I'm your guest host, Rob Artigo, writer and entrepreneur in California. Hi, Ray.
Hello, Rob.
Well, you know, Ray, there's really not a single person on this planet who doesn't make decisions daily, but an entrepreneur makes multi-tiered and often complex decisions almost as frequently. So thinking about small decisions and big decisions, do successful entrepreneurs make decisions differently?
Absolutely. So what entrepreneurs can do is, because they are thinking outside the box and are listening to their gut as well as their head, they can make a decision with a lot less information than, say, a regular person, because, you know, it's called process by analysis. And so they analyze, the ordinary person who is not an entrepreneur tends to overanalyze something because they're afraid to making a mistake. And as you know, entrepreneurs don't worry about mistakes. They just move forward. And in fact, you know, people who are good actors, when they make a mistake, it doesn't show because they just keep going along and you never hear the mistake. You know, I was talking to a professional organist and he said, did you notice the mistake I made? And I said, no, I didn't. He says, good. So he was able just to cover it up. You know, while it may look like the entrepreneur didn't make a mistake, he did make a mistake, but he corrected it. And so the advantage of being an entrepreneur is that you can make decisions with less information. And if you do make a mistake, you correct it quicker. Whereas if you're not an entrepreneur and you're going to, you know, analyze it inside and out, what's going to happen is that you're going to want to make sure that you've looked at every single parameter, every single direction before you go back and move forward. It's kind of like they walk into a room that's completely black and they just stop. Whereas an entrepreneur, if he walked into a black room, would start, you know, putting his hands out, start feeling his way around and would get to the other side or wherever he had to be. Whereas an ordinary person who is risk averse would just stop dead and say, hey, turn the lights back on.
You know, I was thinking about Ginger Rogers when you were talking about somebody making a mistake and going with the flow, and Ginger Rogers being a dancer who danced with Fred Astaire frequently. The big thing about her was that she did everything Fred Astaire did, but she did it backwards. There are some famous dances routines in movies that are still played today, where she admitted that she had made a mistake and you'd never even know unless you looked at the specific moment over and over again and analyzed the specific step. Because like you said, an actor or a dancer or somebody is going to make the adjustment needed in real time so that the process is like, it's an instantaneous thing. Does this take a long time to learn to be that quick?
Well, again, let's talk about the attributes of an entrepreneur. Number one, they're bold, they're confident, they're passionate, they don't give up easily, and they just have that ability to kind of see what others don't see, kind of like looking outside the box. If you are risk averse, or you know you're not bold, you're less likely then to want to move forward until you understand and have all the answers. You know, the average person can make a decision, you know, 50-50. In other words, there'll be 50-50 right. In other words, 50% of the time, like flipping a coin. Whereas an entrepreneur can make a decision with, you know, with the same information can be right 60 or 70% of the time. And so that's what the difference is that, you know, the entrepreneur can make the same decision and with the same information, but be correct more often. And the reason is as we talked about, they can correct on the fly. In other words, being able to change direction or to, as you reported about Ginger Rogers, you know, she would seamlessly and flawlessly correct the mistake so nobody would notice it. That's a sign of a real good actor, by the way, is their ability to seamlessly correct a mistake.
I've been doing some work lately with a radio station, just helping them out here and there, and in writing some of the news and producing some of the newscasts. And I think that there are other people who've come in without as much experience in doing news as I've had. When they come in and they're asked to make a decision, they're paralyzed, like you said, paralysis by analysis. They're trying to think of all these different scenarios that of how they might be criticized or questioned about their decision-making process. But when you have experience and you have to make a decision, you can confidently know that you are making an educated decision, not a guess.
That's exactly right. You know, entrepreneurs make probably the same number of mistakes that everybody else does, but like an actor, they can cover it because they're so quick to recognize a mistake and then move forward.
Yeah. And I think that'll be great for another podcast, is just simply talking about how to deal with a mistake or a bad decision. You know, this subject to me seemed interesting, particularly for the part of the audience that is in the young entrepreneur, the Zen starter type of crowd, that the young entrepreneurs who have put together their businesses and they're trying to make decisions, the inexperience in making big important decisions can tend to make somebody like a younger entrepreneur have that paralysis by analysis. How does a young person, what advice would you give to a young person, or let's say just a new entrepreneur who's taking on these risks and has to make big decisions? What advice do you have to them how they can avoid paralysis by analysis and move forward confidently?
Well, by just knowing and understanding, you know, if you're passionate, if you really have confidence, if you're not risk averse, if you're bold, as they say, then of course, you know, you're just going to keep moving forward, as opposed to, as I talked about an example of walking into a dark room, you just keep moving forward as opposed to stopping, because when you stop and you don't move like deer in the headlights, and then your everything else is going to stop. And so, just learn to keep moving, even though, like Ginger Rogers, you know, keep moving, even though you've made a mistake, you know, pick up your timing and keep moving forward. That's about the best advice we can give, as opposed just to stopping and saying, I got to go back and recalculate or rethink the whole process.
If you've heard somebody, I've heard people say this in politics, it was like, well, you know, we have to do something. So somebody comes up, doing something is better than doing nothing. And it's almost like, well, even if it's a bad decision, it's better than just sitting here. Do you prescribe to that thought in thinking about what you just said there?
Well, you know, it's like, playing football, you know, if the offensive or defensive line moves, the offensive line has to move with it. If you just stopped and said, "Now I don't know what they're doing, I'm confused," they're going to break through and you're going to lose your quarterback. So, you know, you have to move. You got to kind of, you know, be always moving and moving with what's happening, as opposed to just stopping, because that does no good, you know, because then of course, like in the game of football, you know, the defensive line is going to break through and they're going to sack your quarterback. So, you know, you have to be able to understand, know where they're going, and then know how to shift your position to counter what they're doing. And, you know, that's the way it is in business. I mean, you're constantly going to see things change, and you have to be able to move with the change. Change is always with us, and entrepreneurs don't mind change, whereas people who aren't entrepreneurs hate change. They want everything to remain the same, but they don't remain the same. And so, you know, good entrepreneurs know that change is always there, and they just keep moving with it, and it looks seamless. I mean, it looks like, you know, nothing's changing because they're moving and shifting, and just like a good offensive line lineman does, you know, he moves with the defense is doing so that he can perform his function. So
successful entrepreneurs do make decisions differently. It sounds like they make decisions differently out of necessity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to be willing to change. You have to be willing to move with the change. You know, it's that book about who moved the cheese. You know, I mean, if you're not able to move with the cheese, you know, you're going to starve to death. So if you remember that book, I forgot the name of the author.
Yeah.
Who moved the cheese, you know, so that's it's kind of like that.
All right. As always, you can reach out to Ray Zinn with your questions at toughthingsfirst.com. Continue your education and the conversation with all of the podcasts, blogs, and links to information about the book, Tough Things First, and Ray's new book, The Zen of Zen. That is a collection of writings on interrelated topics of entrepreneurship, leadership, management, discipline, determination, society, people, and life. That is The Zen of Zen. Thanks, Ray.
Well, thanks, Rob. And again, appreciate you joining me today on this podcast and keeping our listeners interested.
You've been listening to Tough Things First, candid talk with Silicon Valley's longest-serving CEO, Ray Zinn. Drop by the contact page at toughthingsfirst.com for more about the book, more podcasts, and links to Ray's Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn pages to keep up with Ray Zinn's wisdom daily.